We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I really enjoy playing Grab Your Royals roster.
What?
And your 60 man roster, trying to figure out who all these kids are. I like the 60 game season.
The game on Twitter is the name of it. Is the last thing you looked at, or what?
Pretty much, because if you are just flipping on a Royals game now, you might need to know who some of these kids are.
Yeah, grab your rosters, kid. Like, if they had a scorecard for sale at the games this year, if people were able to go to the games, you would need a scorecard.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I keep getting my kids keep looking at the TV. Is that person new?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
they are.
They are.
Junior?
Were they there last year?
No.
Nope.
Not
are they
at
new?
All.
Yep. And we get another newbie tonight. So happy Chris Bubich Day.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is an exciting day again for the Kansas City Royals. We had Happy Brady Singer Day about a week ago for the Kansas
wonderful.
City Royals. We had Brady Singer Day last night again for the Kansas City Royals. And
Tyler Zuber, Foster Griffin.
Yeah. Well, the Foster Griffin one is still so disappointing because
suck.
He pitched so well. And now we're probably not going to get to see him till 2021.
We'll get another Foster Griffin Day.
Yeah, that's exactly
later.
Right. Hopefully it'll be, we can call that his big league debut. And a race like this one even happened, just like we all want to erase that 2020 is going on once February 4th happened or whatever it was, the Super Bowl championship. After that, this year has been kind of awful for everybody. But I think it,
except for
Mahomes, who clearly is having a 2020.
Rushing the hell out
like
of
every list.
Yeah,
like except for Mahomes.
Yeah, except for Mahomes. 2020 has sucked. But he is absolutely crushing it this year. But I'm excited. I mean, we talked about it on Wednesday, to kind of start the show, that date, whatever that mythical date is where you can, bring guys up and not have their service time affected. It was either Wednesday or Thursday in Major League Baseball. And we said it, Bubich was going to be the guy that was probably going to be called up next. And you guys realize he doesn't have anything higher than single A on his repertoire, right? Like the guy never made it into double A or triple A or anything like that. He's legitimately going from single A to Major League Baseball. And he's ready. I mean, he's rocking and rolling and he's ready to go.
Brady Singer went from pitching in college to pitching in the majors.
No, he didn't. No, that was the other guy who pitched for TCU.
That's Brandon right. Finnegan. Brady Singer had, 26 appearances?
Yeah, something in the minor leagues or something like that. Not a lot, but, I mean, look, I love that approach by the Royals, too. Look, if you're ready and you're ready to go, why not bring the guy up here? Why waste years? Why waste pitches? Why waste things down
because
in the minor leagues?
Because that's how baseball's always done it.
I know, but you know what? This has created a sense of urgency this 60-game season, not just for the Royals, but for everybody. I don't know if you guys noticed the graphic that MLB tweeted out the other day, and then I heard them talking about it on the game last night, not necessarily the graphic, but how many guys have already made their major league debuts this year. I mean, it's like a record. They're going to be on a record course for how many guys make their major league debuts this year, and I think that's really cool. We're getting to see a lot of these young kids, and baseball needs to do this. Baseball needs to bring up young kids quicker instead of making them, kind of waste time in Idaho Falls and, Smithville or wherever the hell these leagues are and teams are. We're wasting
time.
They've
been playing in Smithville?
They have. There's a ball
field out
there by the lake. Yeah.
Wasn't that far. Could have watched these guys much sooner.
Could have watched them a lot sooner. Or Wilmington or, Lexington or wherever these guys are, man. I mean, it's like you have got to find a way to get the young talent up sooner because every other sports league does it. I mean, the NBA we saw last night, Zion playing again, limited roles. You saw...
You mean Steven Strasburg.
Steven Strasburg. I'm sorry. I got the name wrong. I thought it was Zion Williamson last night.
Zion Strasburg.
Yeah, Zion Strasburg last night. But I understand it's a regular season type. type of game. You want to make sure he gets into the postseason because they kind of created the season to get Zion back. You know, like, let's kick the Knicks out, but find a way to get Zion in, right? So they did that, and I think, you know, the NFL obviously brings guys up right away. You're a rookie. You're playing right away. I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is counted on to be the greatest football player this year, clearly, in the NFL. So I think baseball needs to get the guys up to the big league level a hell of a lot sooner. And, you know, quite honestly, Josh, they need to change their business model, because I think if you're an athlete, why are you going to go to baseball right now, man? Like, you're going to waste time in the minor leagues before I get an opportunity
about Kyler
to come
Murray.
Up, you know? Yeah.
When Kyler Murray was making that decision, like, He walks in and he's probably the starter on opening day.
Yeah.
Or he can go spend 3 years in Modesto.
El Segundo and places like that. Yeah,
that's
the Inland Empire.
Nothing you can compete with other than early money, which
right.
could be,
which could be, which, but is early money big enough for a guy like Kyler Murray now, who's going to get quarterback money? You know, I mean, he had the $8 million guaranteed from baseball, but what did he get ultimately in the NFL? $50 million in guaranteed money or whatever the case may be. So $30 million. Now, I guess it's a little bit less than it was when, Sam Bradford came out, but still, I mean, the money.
Isn't it funny? That's the name I always go to too. Sam Bradford.
Well,
you're like,
that because that was the one that set everybody over the edge, Josh.
Like, okay, this has to stop. This guy's played a down.
He's why making more than 50 how many million? Players in the NFL, all of them right now. The guy got $50 million because he was drafted. Okay, great. So they got rid of that.
But we
thing.
Always say it in a tone like it was Sam's fault.
Well, because he wasn't any good.
Well,
either.
Yeah, but it was his fault that the system was set up for him to make $50 million before he ever stepped foot on an NFL field.
But he's the highest and the last guy and the one who didn't achieve anything in the NFL. Like, he checks all the boxes of why he's the poster child for overpaying, you know, college quarterbacks. So, but I think it's great for the Royals now. And if it's a normal season and guys are healthy and maybe you keep Bubic down in the minor leagues, or maybe he starts the season at AA, but we get to see him up here tonight. And for that, I'm very excited, because him and Brady Singer, as we know, they're boys. They've been living together, doing the whole nine yards. And so I'm excited, man. I'm so excited. Even if these guys don't go out there and win enough games to get into the postseason this year, at least we're getting the opportunity to see the future. And watching Brady Singer again last night, back-to-back starts, I think on the broadcast they said it was an okay start for Brady Singer. I thought it was another really good start.
Yeah,
really, really good start for Brady Singer last night.
He got
gave
himself
up two runs and kept your team in the game and gave him an opportunity to win.
And why not give up a Miggy home run?
Yeah, right.
You know, the guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Correct.
You might as well have that.
Mm-hmm. That's on your resume. What was the first home run? Oh, Miguel Cabrera.
And then I don't know if Detroit, when it has people in the building, it keeps the home run balls.
Maybe
in.
So.
But it looks like you could just like kind of go.
Yeah.
And it's gone. So the other home run he gave up was like, the guy just like reached on a breaking ball and just kind of just kind of smacked it out there for a home run. I'm like, no, I thought he pitched great.
Who was the dude who slammed his bat thinking it was a pop-up and Cordero had a robin over the wall? Yeah. Like, I didn't know. Like, that ballpark in Detroit is so
big. I don't know
so
what was
big.
Going on. And I know Mike Bethany talked about it like a couple games ago. He's like, and Ian Kennedy is like, I didn't think that ball was gone.
Yeah.
So I don't know why the ball's suddenly traveling in Detroit. But
maybe they have fans that they open and blow, you know, when their team is up to blow the ball out or something.
I don't know. It feels like
I'm going to start that rumor.
The fans have an impact somehow of keeping the
talking about like electrical fans.
Right. But the fans also have some kind of.
But there's nobody
way to keep
in
the
Detroit,
ballpark.
Though, Josh. I mean, you know, so there. Maybe that's a hole in your argument.
But but he was great.
Yeah.
Singer pitched just fine. Again, he's pitched twice down. You're like, yep, he looks the part.
Yeah. And last night, there are so many things about this ball game to be excited about. Number one was the Bubic news. And obviously tonight, I mean, we're on pins and needles. Can't wait for that start, right? But there's so many things to be excited about from last night's ball game. And I don't know which one impresses me the most. Was it Brady Singer's start last night? Was it Bubba Starling coming up with a big hit? Was it Alex Gordon breaking out of his early season slump with three hits? Or was it Adalberto Mondesi breaking out of his slump with three early season hits? And it's funny because, you know, we were having our text exchange during the game last night. I said, I'd like to see Alex Gordon get a hit here. And immediately he got a hit, and then he got another one, and then he got another one. And Ryan's like, see, you cured it. I'm like, yeah, but you did the same with Mondesi, because you were saying, hey, Mondy needs to start doing something now.
And he popped up a bunt.
The popped up bunt is infuriating. Like, of all ways to make an out in baseball, that is my least favorite way to make an out.
I guess
I'd rather see somebody strike out than pop up a bunt. I hate that.
I guess I wasn't like super infuriated by it. It just was because the day before we're like, well, he's cured, he's fixed,
yeah,
everything's fine, and then he pops up a bunt.
And then he popped up that bunt. So let's make a list of the five worst ways to make an out in baseball. Number five, no, I'm kidding, but number one is that popped up bunt. It just drives me nuts. And every time I see somebody can't lay down a bunt, Josh, I think of that Mike Moustakas story we heard. Like, oh, he can't work on that now. It's August. Well, okay,
you only get that stuff done in spring training.
Spring training.
Excuse
really?
Me.
You can't practice bunting in the cage.
It's not optimal temperatures.
What? You can't practice bunting down in the tunnel or something like that. But that was the answer we were legitimately given. Well, it's May. What do you mean it's May? Well, that's stuff you work on in spring training. You'll have to wait till next year. Next year, it's May. I mean, there's a whole season ahead. Get out there and work on bunting. But you know they don't. So whatever. But there were so many really good things to come out of that game last night, and I really like Bubba's hit may be the top of it for me, because I think we're all secretly just rooting for Bubba to dominate, right? Because we want to see him, you know, have success, because he's a number one, a local kid, and he's a top five draft pick, man. So you want to get something out of him, and he roped that one down the line late in the game last night to break that thing open, and that was a lot of fun to see. So there were a lot of good moments in that game last night, and now tonight we get Brady Singer on Thursday, Chris Bubich on Friday, man. Like, man, Nick Heath got called up to the big league club. We're getting the opportunity to see so many of these young
pinch
kids.
Pinch run appearance?
Pinch run, yeah, absolutely. And he's wearing zero for, you know, Terrence Gore wore zero. He got cut yesterday by the Dodgers. So it was like all the worlds kind of came together, you know, if you will. And it's fun to watch these young kids. It's fun to watch them go out there and play and not know what they don't know and just go out there and have some fun. And I think that's been missing over the last couple of years with Royals baseball. They haven't had those kids come up to have some fun, and now you got these kids coming up who not only are having fun but are doing well, and they're the future of this organization. And so if this team doesn't make it into the postseason, but Singer pitches well this year and Bubich pitches well this year, and you get some, you know, production out of Nick Heath and Bubba starts to produce and Mondi comes back, like if you can start stacking positives that you can carry now into 2021, then we got something here. Because I think if Singer and Bubich pitch really well this year and get that seasoning under their belt, there's going to be high expectations next year for this ball club. And I'm talking from a team standpoint, mm-hmm. not just an individual standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, I think it helps you build some optimism, even if this year you just get some snippets of it.
Yeah, and you get these guys experience right now. This is a great season to get experience, because there's no pressure of fans being in the stands or anything like that. You're just going out there and pitching. You get major league experience. You're going after major league hitters. You're doing it kind of in a sterile environment. And then 2021, you're going to be ready to go. And I can see us, you know, 2021 starting, and Bubich is your one, and Singer's your two, and, you know, Coar, or maybe not Coar yet, but Keller and Junis and Duffy are kind of stacked in that order. And man, now you got yourself a nice young rotation of homegrown talent.
Now, do we know if they're all keeping the numbers?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, if you're going to invest in a jersey today, you know that they're all keeping those numbers, or are these spring training-ish numbers?
I think they're kind of spring training-ish numbers.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I guess maybe you could have a classic throwback.
You could, like the Gordon 7, the Beltran 35 or 36, whatever number it was
so
that he wore his first year.
All right.
Yeah, if
That's
you want to
cool.
go for it and buy like a Bubich 69 or whatever number he's going to wear today, then yeah, go after it, man.
If it's there, I think people are buying it.
Yeah.
Seems like a pretty easy decision. We'll explain next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Friday edition.
Some good traffic right there.
Fesco in the Morning. If you're out there driving around, be careful.
How long are those mattresses at 69 and like 103rd Street going to stay on that shoulder? Because there are three mattresses there.
Until the city comes through and picks them up.
Are we relying on the city of Overland Park to actually do something?
Those are not going to be ones we can as a show say go and pick this one up.
I do not endorse that mattress.
No.
Those
things look awful, too.
There's a set of three. If you need three mattresses, they're gross. And they're probably in the rain for like 3 days now, too. They look pretty gross
they
beforehand.
Nasty, yeah.
Anybody in the market for a set of three gross mattresses?
Well, the city of Overland Park isn't going to. It took them 18 months to take down their dead tree behind our house that was going to fall and crash into our roof.
You got some real problems going on.
Well,
that
would have been anything. That would have been a real problem. This huge tree was dead. I mean, it was unbelievable fighting with the city to come out and remove these dead trees. And while you're at it, 119th Street Median, man, you've had dead trees for like 7 years. Like, what is your arbor department doing?
Seemed very specific.
Well, they have like an arbor. That's what you call it. Arbor Day is when you celebrate trees. That was founded in Nebraska. And I know they have an arborist in Overland Park, and like they answer the phone once every 6 months. We're very busy. Doing what?
Maybe he's in recess.
What are you busy doing? Months. There's been dead trees for at least 7 years on the median at 119th Street.
Like they're just completely dead?
Oh, God, yeah. It looks like the trees at Auburn that guy killed who passed away yesterday. Harvey Updike, was that his name? 71?
That was, actually.
Yeah, he passed away yesterday. He killed all those trees on Truman's Corner or whatever it was, right?
Like poisoned them.
That's what 119th Street looks like now. I mean, they're all these dead trees. Take them down. And get bugs and cause disease. God, I really am channeling my inner Dana today, aren't I?
You are the male Dana Rights through and through.
Good Lord. Did you see the picture of her yesterday with a cart full of Bud Light and White Claw?
It was the most Caucasian picture I had seen in a very long time.
Could you get a more Leewood party than her cart of White Claw yesterday at Costco?
Callaway Golf Visor on.
Callaway Golf Visor and a cart full of White Claw. Dana's getting after it.
There was some...
If I'm Chris Ketz, I am not coming home after the 10 o'clock
news.
There
was also Truly, because, you know...
Oh, was there Truly in that cart, too?
You gotta mix
balance
it up.
Gotta balance it out. Yeah, it was balanced yesterday. Good Lord. Light beer and seltzers. Dana was getting after. There's gonna be a party of Leewood ladies on the golf course tonight.
She must have been listening to Beers with the Boys recently.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Good luck, Dana, having that party. I wonder if there'll be a DJ there.
Seltzers are delicious.
Seltzers are delicious.
Yesterday we discussed Damian Williams, Chiefs running back, deciding to opt out. He let the team know that he would not be playing this upcoming season due to the pandemic. He discussed his decision to opt out with NFL Radio.
For me, it was, you know, just kind of cut straight, simple, you know, right to it, you know. I'm dealing with a family matter. You know, my mom was just diagnosed with cancer. So, and it's stage 4. So, you know.
Yeah.
There was no other. You know, that was my decision. You know, with everything that's going on. And, you know, she was, you know, the only one there for me. You know, I never had the opportunity, you know, to have my dad there. So, you know, my mom is, you know, my rock, my everything. So, you know, during a hard time like this, you know, I think, you know, I should be next to her every step.
Well, that is great to hear, Damian. And I'm sorry to hear that, number one. And obviously you'll be her rock as well. And as it relates to football, I mean, for you, football becomes on the back burner. There's no doubt about that and what you're dealing with your mother. And maybe just touch on that, because it doesn't sound like it was that hard of a decision for you, because you seem to be a merging piece with the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, yeah, most definitely. It was hard, you know. I sat down, you know, talked to everybody in, you know, my circle, family, and everybody close to me. And, you know, my mom, you know, she just was like, you know, whatever decision, you know, I'm behind you. But at the end of the day, you know, it's hard. You know, football is my life. You know, especially coming off, you know, a championship and wanting to do a repeat. You know, which, you know, I know they're gonna handle that. But at the end of the day, you know, it's just something personal, you know, I have to handle.
Yeah.
Difficult, but not difficult.
Not like difficult. No-brainer. No, it's that's a no-brainer.
You're very close
right
to your
there,
mother.
Right?
Your mother's very sick.
Yeah. Your mother has stage 4 cancer, and that's your rock. You go, man.
You're not going to bunker in and stay away from her for the next 6 months.
No, not at all, because, you know, stage 4 cancer, I mean, that's very, very, very serious cancer. And, you know, she's probably going to, you know, not do well. And she wants her son there, and he wants to be with her. I mean, you want to be with your mom in those situations. And if he's playing football and can't go near her because she's in the hospital and the risk of getting COVID to bring up, you know, the whole nine yards. So, no, it's absolutely the right decision for Damian Williams. And I got to say, I'm proud of the kid for doing that, man. That's a tough decision to make, especially for a guy who was an undrafted free agent, who was cut by another team, finally found a home in the NFL, worked his tail off to get here, had an amazing Super Bowl, and quite honestly, there are no guarantees that the Chiefs are going to bring him back next year.
He's still pretty fringe.
Yeah, he's still pretty fringe guy in on this team in the NFL, and it's not like he's young. I think he's 28 years old or something like that, so he's approaching that magical number of 30 very fast, and we know with a running back how that goes. So there's no guarantees that, you know, he's going to be in the NFL or on the Chiefs next season. And so he's risking his career for his mom. And you got to respect that. I'd like to think everybody would do something like that. If your mother had some sort of ailment and she, and you know, you wanted to be there and be by her side, I'd like to think everybody would kind of make that decision. I know everybody wouldn't make that kind of decision because it's a tough decision to make, but I give the kid a hell of a lot of credit for sacrificing everything that he's worked so hard to get and had to work extra hard to get. And he's giving it up to be with his mother, man. That's a great kid and a great son, and I'm proud of him, man. And I hope the Chiefs do take him back because that's the kind of guy you want around on your team. Has his priorities straight.
They'll repeat. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Yeah, just nonchalant. Yeah, they'll take care of business.
Yeah.
And they will.
His teammates have his back. Travis Kelce on both Damian Williams and Laurent Duvernay-Tardif decision to opt out.
It hurts, man. It hurts, but at the same time, you can obviously respect both of their decisions. Love those guys. It doesn't make me feel a grudge about either one of them. I totally respect what they're doing. And you know what? I think Coach Reed, Veach, the front office is going to do an unbelievable job of trying to fill that void. And the guys that we have in this locker room can fill that void. I truly believe that we have an unbelievable roster, and I'm pretty excited to see how this group molds together.
And that's why you got to give these guys a lot of credit in the front office, because Brett Veach has already done a great job of trying to backfill that offensive line position. Both guards are going to be kind of up for grabs this year. They've got plenty of guys that can go out there and compete for a spot at the guard position. So they've done a great job of backfilling there, and I don't think they're really going to miss Laurent Duvernay-Tardif all that much because they've got options. Maybe they will. Maybe they will miss him, but I think they've got options, and I think they've got good options at that guard spot. As for the running back position, we talked about it yesterday, how good Andy Reid is about finding guys to have success at that running back spot. And it's not just because Clyde Edwards-Helaire is here. There will be somebody else emerge this year at that running back spot, and we go, man, that guy turned out to be really, really good. Great job by Andy Reid of putting him in position to be successful. And so I think they'll handle the situation. I think they'll be able to tackle the situation. I think everything will be fine. I don't think the Chiefs are necessarily going to miss a beat on offense. But you wish guys like Damian Williams and Laurent Duvernay-Tardif the best, because both of those guys, and I know Laurent's got another career of being a doctor and he's going to take care of that, but both of those guys put an NFL career on hold for all the right reasons, Josh. And I look at it too and I go, man, I don't know, man. If I had that opportunity and I'm playing in the NFL,
a lot of money to turn down.
Would I do the same thing? And I'm like, I'd like to say I would, but I don't think I would.
Mitchell Schwartz on replacing LDT along the offensive line.
You know, we've got guys who have been here. We got a couple new guys. That's something that, I think Coach Heck has always been, extremely good with in terms of moving people around and making sure that throughout training camp and, throughout the practice times, he's cross-training as many people as possible so that when you inevitably do have guys get hurt or things happen, you're not playing next to someone that you never played next to before. So even if it's, drill to drill, guys, doesn't really matter where you line up. You just kind of get a feel for who's next to you. So we got a lot of really good players. I mean, I think our offensive line is going to be awesome this year, and it's just nice to, kind of get back into the normal swing of things.
Mitchell, with today's edition of We Got This.
We Got This, yeah, no doubt. And especially for him, though, because he's been playing next to LDT for all these years, right? When you play next to somebody for all that time, you start to develop a rapport with that person. You know his tendencies. You know what he's going to do. You know where he's going to be. You're comfortable playing next to each other. And I think having that comfort level along the offensive line helps so much in the NFL, and I think not having him next to him is going to be different, but you can clearly hear it. Mitchell Schwartz, like, we're going to be fine. We're going to be okay not having Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. We're going to figure out a way to get it done, and that's what championship teams do. They figure out ways to get things done, and they accomplish it, and they move on and win another championship.
Simple as that.
It's very easy.
It's very, very, very easy. Just move about your day.
Mm-hmm.
913-576-7610. That is the text line number on the Smitty's Garage Burgers and Beer text line. We will shout it out. So anything you'd like to discuss, go ahead and start texting those in. 913-576-7610. If they are playing, not sure how you can call it disappointing, but some are trying. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
913-576-7610 on the Smitty's Garage Burgers and Beer text line. We will shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. Anything you'd like to discuss. So yesterday, SEC has decided it's going to play conference-only football this season.
Mm-hmm.
With Missouri and the rest of the league pushing their games back until September 26th. Play 10 games and then a conference title game. They bumped that one back 2 weeks. Now to December the 19th. So the SEC which if you said on the surface, they're just going to play their own games, we'd have been like,
fine.
Sure. Good. Makes sense. Go. Do it.
I did see
all the college football I really care to see.
Anyway. Yeah, conference games. I did see a comment from SEC is it Greg
games.
Sankey?
He's saying SEC, but yes, conference games.
Yeah,
yes.
Is Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, did see a comment from him yesterday that said, well, we're going to wait and see where COVID is in the next month or so. Well, you know where it is? You're in the South, Greg, where everybody refuses to wear a mask and the COVID numbers are the highest, so I doubt you're going to get your fan bases down there to quell this thing.
Well,
you
just play.
He's going to get like a postcard from COVID?
Oh, we're going to see where this is at here in the next month. I'm like, really? In the South? And you look at these. Have you seen these maps?
It's like it's Euro tripping or
something. Have you seen these COVID maps
COVID's
that are out there?
It's in Ireland now.
It's like the entire.
Let's go see it.
This is the Blarney step.
Right. But the entire South, the entire SEC area, including Missouri, is like all red. Like the cases are so hot and heavy in the South still. So, you know, maybe if you're the Big Ten and you can kind of calm it down a little bit, but you're in the SEC, man, you got a bunch of COVID going on down there.
So the SEC comes out and says, we're playing a conference only. I'm like, okay, fine.
That's great.
I was surprised at some of the reaction. Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports, friend of the show, of course, called it not a great day for the SEC.
Well, they got backed into a corner for one by the ACC. The ACC yesterday, as you mentioned, during the conference only plus the plus one, it is now on the SEC. They're the ones responsible for not playing Georgia, Georgia Tech, Louisville, Kentucky, Florida, Florida State, among others. Whether you believe that or not, that's the perception. They had a chance to play these games, these traditional games, which matter so much in the South, and they're not going to play them. I remember a time, guys, when the SEC, remember they were going to play football no matter what? Remember that was kind of the message coming through? Well, they're playing football, but they're not leading. Everybody criticized the Big Ten a few weeks ago when they went with conference games only because they broke out of the pack. I guess the only thing the SEC can lean on right now is they've been affected, obviously, by the virus down there more than anybody. But if they were going to wait this long, why not add another game? I just don't see it. It's not a great day for the SEC today.
So normally, they're the ones that are out in front.
Yeah.
Right?
And so they were usurped as the leaders.
They had
this
to kind of react to some of the other things going on.
No, but welcome to life.
And then I guess I didn't realize because I guess I don't see enough real good non-conference games sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think the Big 12 usually plays, other than Texas.
Texas LSU, Texas Ohio State.
One. Yeah. Maybe Oklahoma, but not always.
Oklahoma UCLA is like name value.
And then everybody else just plays three non-conference games.
Kansas, Boston College.
But they were really upset about, you know, no Florida, Florida State, Georgia, Georgia Tech, all these rival. There was another one, was like 100 and some years in a row they'd played, and now it's not going to. But I thought it's a good day when we're scheduling football games. I mean,
yeah.
I
when Dennis said at the end, not a great day for the SEC, I'm like, why? We're going to play 10 games.
You're going to play 10 games. You're going to play a conference championship game, and it's going to be great. Someone else, it was Brady.
Singer?
No. Brady Quinn.
Quinn.
Yeah. I was going to say, former Chiefs quarterback. Brady Quinn was coming. He's like, the SEC is just going to beat itself up, and then they're not going to have any juice at the end. I'm like, no, that's not how.
What? They play these conference games every year. Like, this isn't anything new, Brady.
It'll be fine. Right. It'll be just fine, and you'll have more SEC games head-to-head.
You're playing 10 conference games anyway, or 9 conference games anyway, yes, if you're the SEC.
And then I'm going to call BS. This comes from Pat Forty. I'm not calling Pat Forty BS, but I'm calling the what's being said out of the Big Ten BS.
Yeah.
Pat Forty with SI. Some Big Ten intel via multiple sources. League has advised members it still might not play this fall.
Yeah, now they're playing. They'll be out there. They'll be fine.
BS. And then the Big 12. Nice job. We kind of tore you up a little bit yesterday when we were discussing how you're going to put your coaches out in front of the media on Monday with no plan.
Right.
They've decided to postpone Big 12. Virtual Big 12 Media Day on Monday.
Good.
The commissioner is saying that there seems to be more questions right now than answers.
Oh, you think?
Oh, good for you.
I would agree. I think that was the prudent call there. So I think they're still scheduled to meet on Monday. They were supposedly had an emergency Zoom yesterday to discuss where they think they're going, but I think everybody's going to try to play a conference schedule this year in college football, and that's fine.
And that's fine. And you know, Dennis Dodd said something there that, you know, that we're canceling a lot of these games that, quote, matter so much in the South. You know, you're talking about Louisville versus Kentucky. I will follow that up and say, if football really matters that much, then the fans in the South, where the COVID is the highest, would have been doing things to stop the spread of COVID. The South has been ignorant when it comes to stopping the COVID. Okay, you look at all of these maps, the hottest spots in America, the biggest outbreaks in America.
Maps, all I think of is that wonderful Miss America.
Oh, that was so good. And maps and things, oh my God, that was so long ago, Josh, Miss South Carolina.
Every time I hear maps, I hear Miss South Carolina.
Maps and such, that was so long ago. But you have personal responsibility to wear a mask, to protect yourself, to protect others, to try to stop the spread of the virus. And yet in the SEC states, you have the highest outbreaks because you refuse to wear the mask. So if football really does matter that much to the SEC, then the folks in the South would have been wearing masks, but they chose not to. So now you don't
Coach
get Louisville
Joe was
versus
trying.
Kentucky. He tried.
So did Saban for a while.
Well, they tried. They get it.
They tried very early on.
You're also preaching to a fan base that burns down trees at their rival university, okay?
No, so he poisoned.
Poisoned. I'm sorry. Poisoned trees.
Took
burn
the,
them
took the
down.
Time out of his day to figure right. out what poison would kill them.
Yeah, right. Right.
So, took some
research. You're not dealing with the sharpest tools in the shed is
I mean,
what I'm
that,
getting at.
No, I mean, that takes some research.
I appreciate the work that he put into
horticulturalist.
I mean, horticulturalist. I mean, the song. I mean, it really fits.
Don't bring dueling.
Really
banjos
fits
into
right
this.
Now.
Let's shout it. Speaking of dueling banjos, let's shout it out. 913-576-7610. Brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. They're simply the best.
Check them out at southlandtow.com and mention 610. Get 10% off.
773 would like to know what you guys think about row machines.
Row machines? I used to hate the row machine. Do you
yeah,
like it?
I like it.
How long
like
do
it.
You go for? 5 minutes?
No, I try to go like 30.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. Because, when I was in high school, you rode for 5 minutes to kind of get your...
I'm bored on machines, so I really got... I mean, 30 is like, okay, it's clock ticking. Am I done here?
Yeah,
so,
I think we're all bored.
I try to go
with that
30
kind of
minutes
stuff.
On so, it, but so I really like it, yeah.
Do you do it? 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Really? All right. Good for you, man.
It's good.
It's a good workout.
Yeah, it is.
A16s are trying their hand at pellet grilling this weekend.
Good, man. Let me know how it goes. Text back in on Monday. That intrigues me so much, but I don't want to spend the money on one of those pellet grills because they are very expensive. But I want one. You know, it's like
I feel like they've come down a lot in price.
Have they really?
Oh, significant.
No kidding. I had not known that. Really? Okay.
Yeah, you can get. I think they sell some for as low as like $300. I wouldn't go. I don't know if I would go with that one, but
right. You also
I've definitely seen some that are right around the $400 or $500 price tag that don't look terrible.
All right.
I like the technology of it. I don't think I have the patience level for it.
Why? You just put your stuff in and close it and walk away.
Set it and forget it.
You check it and you got to check the temperature on your phone.
No.
I find people that I know that have that are obsessed with these things.
Oh, really?
I don't have the time to do all that.
I thought it was easy. I thought you just throw your meat on and set the alarm and walk away.
I just want to flip it on and I want to decide what types of pellets I need. And I feel like it's a little too in-depth for me.
Oh, I thought it was totally opposite. Everything I've heard was totally opposite. Like you just throw the meat on, turn the temperature on, and leave.
You're making this more difficult than it needs to be clicked.
Well, maybe his friends are making it
there's
more
some,
difficult.
Yeah, some like real nerd grilling going on.
They're checking it on their phone to make maybe they
I mean, a lot of them have right like Wi-Fi to where like you could check there's a meat thermometer that'll register on your phone so that way you can check. It's actually better. You don't have to get up off your ass to go look at the meat. You just sit there. That didn't sound right, but like you just sit on the couch. And you look at your phone, the meat's up to 150.
But I don't want to be like where you become obsessed by it, and it's like consuming
some of them.
Life.
You can even adjust the temperature of the grill from your phone.
I mean, I do. I like the convenience aspect of it. I feel like it's too time consuming.
The whole point of those was not time consuming. You just set it and forget it.
That was the Ronco. Yes,
I can't read the entirety of this text, but someone is very, very excited about the Blue Chews. So.
Sure. Oh, good.
Use promo code machine, from what I understand now.
Do you like sex?
Maybe one day it'll stop being that. Who knows? My stomach is telling me I ate too much Popeye's beans and rice last night.
Oh, man, so good.
Those are good. I really like
the red
Popeye's.
Beans and rice.
I like their mashed potatoes and gravy, too, that Cajun gravy they got.
Man, I'm telling you what, though, those red beans and rice at Popeye's, if that knocks it out of the park.
Bob's a Southist.
Another one of those places that you eat there and you go, I should eat here more.
Eat here more, yeah.
It's really good.
It really is. I'm a Southist. Is that what they're... Well, I mean, if the shoe fits, right? That's where all the hot COVID cases are. Look at the map. It's the SEC down there, man. Not wearing masks and spreading disease. I care about football. Well, we told you that back in March. You didn't listen.
There's a lot of people very upset with you right now about your pellet grill take there, Queen.
I just have some nerdy friends that I'm like, okay, you guys, you check your grills and do all that stuff and have your meat going. All that. I can't do it. I can't smoke. I'm not gonna get a smoker either. And just, you know, 12 hours of a brisket, I'll just go buy it. I mean, it's not for me.
That's fine. Yeah. But you're blowing my mind right now with the whole pellet grill thing, because I thought the whole point of that was to be a lazy ass and be easy.
It is. You said it and you forget it.
Right.
It's really. Okay. It's don't.
But then you
got to
decide.
Josh is going to do the infomercial for the pellet grill. Have you ever tried to cook meat? Oh my god!
No, it's just like, which kind of pellets are you going to get? I've tried the ones that did it. I'm like, okay, good. Your meat tastes good. I don't know. Whatever.
If you'd like, I'll get you like a variety pack of pellets.
I'm just going
to want you to get. I just want you to get that drop.
I'm just going
to
get the griddle and throw it on there and be done. Yeah, done.
Have you even used that chicken stock?
No.
Are you planning on it?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll find a recipe. I'll use it.
Yeah, winter's coming.
Chug it.
All right. 707 says, I've started collecting my favorite toys from my childhood. Do you guys collect anything?
I've got Star Wars and He-Man figures down in the basement that my mother's given me. Some John Deere, like those heavy John Deere tractors from back in the day and things like that. But
cholesterol.
You're collecting that?
Plaque in my arteries.
You're collecting that? No, I remember going through the Star Wars toys at one point about a year or so ago, and just seeing if I had any of the valuable ones and didn't.
You don't know.
Pack the box up, put it back up.
Yeah. It's like that Seinfeld episode where he's dating the girl who has all the great toys from their childhood, and he gives her tryptophan and wine to play with the toys. Mm.
785 says, help, my wife says she doesn't want anything for her birthday. I feel this is a trap. Should I go ahead and get her something?
Yeah, you know what, though? She said no. Don't get her anything this year. See what happens.
Yeah. Call her bluff.
I can't remember the last time my wife or myself got each other a gift for each other. I mean, we just don't, and that's fine. If we want something, we say, yeah, let's go get it. But like an actual gift, I couldn't tell you, man. I think her gift is me every day.
You should buy your wife some flowers and just take them.
I do. I buy flowers all the time at the Costco. They have the best tulips.
I almost got into an argument with the wife last night about how, like, she never brings me six packs of beer. Because, you never bring flowers. You only do it on special days.
Yeah, you know what? If she brought you a six-pack, you'd be like, I don't want that.
Yeah, you're too beer snooty now to want that.
You a six-pack
but it's
of
the
beer.
Thought.
No,
I don't think she wants these.
You don't want the thought.
I don't think she wants this $5 crazy daisy bouquet that I brought home from Hy-Vee that's got, like, you know, the weird colors in it. I don't think she wants that, but she takes it because it's the thought that counts.
I don't think she's looking at it going, you know what? I would have rather had tulips.
Yeah, but you'd look at it and go, I would rather have the oatmeal milk stout.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, nah.
How come you didn't get any Kentucky bourbon stout?
I don't actually like that. That's,
I wouldn't, have, I wouldn't have purchased this one.
Yeah, exactly.
See what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Should have brought that one home.
Right there. I'd never buy you beer either. I'd be so self-conscious that I'd get you the wrong thing and you wouldn't like it. So yeah,
she's 100%.
Yeah, I'm on her side on this one.
Maybe love coupons. That's what he should get his wife.
There you go, love coupon. Massage. Well, this coupon gives you one kiss.
A sensual massage. That's it. That's all. That's the end of it.
That is today's edition of Shout It Out. Text line always open for you at 913-576-7610. Hopefully, the Chiefs' first opponent will be ready. We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
So, I think the three of us combined have gotten a little bit nerdy, and we're looking at other NFL teams' COVID setups.
Well, if they tweet them out and they got a video, I'm going to watch and see what other teams are doing and how it compares to what we're doing. And just to answer your question, it doesn't compare.
No, the Chiefs.
I've actually dominated my entire evening. That and trying to figure out what's up with LeBron James's hairline.
It's moving back. He's getting old.
No. It seems to be moving forward, but the bald spot's getting bigger in the back. And it made me think, I'm like, well, if he put hair on the front, why wouldn't he have put it on the back,
too?
Well,
you don't want to make it obvious.
Plus, he's got the gray in the beard now, which I'm not knocking. I got a few of those stragglers, LeBron. I feel you on that.
I do, too. I haven't shaved in a while, and I can see the gray ones, and I'm kind of trying to pluck the gray out, you know?
It's...
But then I saw him on the bounce, work the shoulders through, get through the lane and jam it. I'm like, he still got it.
It's not the beard. It's the hair that was confusing to me. Like, it seems as though he put some on the front, but he didn't in the back. And
it's a process.
Trust the process is what you're telling
me? Yes.
Okay.
So we were discussing yesterday, and we encouraged you to go watch the Chiefs video of the steps they've taken to make Arrowhead COVID safe.
Mm-hmm.
For the players for training camp, and it's remarkable. And then we're seeing stuff from other teams. I saw one today from the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. They showed a nice shot of hand sanitizer.
It was literally they put up plastic between their lockers. They had those rip tie things on seats.
Yeah, so you can't sit.
So you can't sit down. They physically had these like
ties, which is a good idea.
These ties, because if you sat down, you couldn't actually sit in the chair.
No, it'd be
horrible.
Then
they showed a bottle of hand sanitizer. The rest of it just looked like regular training camp.
Right. And maybe that was just a 30-second hype video for them. And,
sure.
And they didn't do like an in-depth of here's what we're doing. Like nobody's done a 12, 13-minute video of here's exactly what we're doing for COVID. And I got to be honest, I'm glad the Chiefs are doing something like that, because I think once you watch that video as a Chiefs fan, it puts you at ease that these guys are going to be protected inside that facility. And you think, man, if the Chiefs are doing this, I got to think everybody's doing stuff like this, right?
So the Chiefs will face who? Houston?
Houston,
right?
Yeah.
Right in the opener, right?
Who is a better term, yeah.
So Texans love the game of football. They do.
Really
let's
do.
Just we go ahead and pause for that if we want. Or should we get back? We'll get back to it. So their play-by-play voice, Mark Vandermeer, tweeted out a photo yesterday of it was promoting a Texans All-Access show they were going to have, right?
Cool.
So they said, and then they showed a picture of the Texans meeting setup.
Right.
It's literally a bunch of folding chairs on turf.
Yes.
In a practice facility.
Correct.
Just spaced out.
Right.
It looks like the worst Texans love the wedding reception setup you've ever seen. It just looks just
it reminded me
generically
of those,
bad.
It reminded me of those tweets when the weather forecasters call for a major storm and nothing happens, but there's like a folding chair that's on its side and said, "We survived hurricane whatever." You know, that's what it looked like. Texans, the Houston Texans, big Texas skies, big Texas pride. Go Texans, go! And we'll fight like
everybody! Texans, the Houston Texans, big Texas skies, big Texas pride. Go Texans, go! And we'll fight like Texans. Hail to the Toro, the red, white, and blue. Finish strong.
So we heard
for the Chiefs about...
Hang on a second. Fight like Texans. The biggest battle they were involved in, they lost the Alamo.
I mean,
I don't
want to wade into those waters. I don't really know the history of Texas. Maybe you don't tread on them.
Maybe they fought well, though. I mean, they gave it a good effort.
They do want to remember it.
Like Texans.
So we know the teams have to put forward a pretty extensive plan to get approved. Mm-hmm. Texans are like, we're just going to set out some chairs. You guys cool with that?
You do this. We got a few folding chairs.
Maybe that's Texas style.
That was Texas style. We're just going to sit far apart from each other
on
folding chairs.
Well, Texas doesn't believe that like COVID's a real thing either, as their numbers have been skyrocketing.
This looks hokey.
It really looks bad. Like, it really makes you appreciate Rick Burkholder and the Chiefs. It really does. Like,
it also makes you step back and go, oh my God, the rest of the league is going to Marlins this up.
Right, yeah. No. Exactly. The Chiefs have got like this elaborate.
Might get a forfeit
plan
in the opener. I don't know.
The Texans may not be able to field the team.
1-0 already.
Yep. Yeah. Like, with the way that they're doing things down there. My
Sharpie.
Goodness. I hope that was just one random picture and like everything really is. I really do hope every team is doing exactly what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing, because if they're not, you're right, Ryan. They're going to Marlins this thing up for everybody. And you have to do things the right way. And I think what you said to us last night in the morning was, if you want to make your precious TV money, then you got to invest money to make sure you can go out there and play these games to get your TV money. And that setup that the Texans had looked really rinky-dink, man.
It's so crazy, because like the other day we were watching the video and I told you like about the Chiefs setup. Some of this almost feels like overkill, but if you have the, like, money's not an issue for the Chiefs, right? Like,
right.
In order to like
secure the fact that you're going to have income this year from your team yet. It's not an issue for them to spend some money. The NBA spent $150 million on the bubble.
Right.
Right, for like 100 days.
The Texans got folding chairs from Walmart and spaced them out.
Like, you want...
Texans went to a back closet, got out some folding chairs, and put them out.
Hey, where's Bill? Is he still working in facilities? Tell him to get the car to folding chairs and set them up in the practice field.
They ran in one TV screen.
So insane to me. Like, you want to make your money. That's the whole reason you're pushing to get your players back on the field and get the sport going again, right? Like, don't give me all the, oh, well, America needs us right now. We got to give them something to root for. No, you need money. That's what it is. That's your thing.
Well, but then the Texans' voice is like, look at this elaborate setup. And I'm like, this is nothing. This is like a backyard picnic at a family reunion. You spread out the Texas chairs for the people who don't like each other, and that's what you have in Houston. How do they expect those chairs to stay in place? Are they going to clean those chairs up? Everybody's going to stack chairs after the meeting and then have practice.
They're going to sit on folding chairs.
If you look underneath
Texans.
Your chair, there's a package of baby wipes.
Just wipe it down whenever you're done. They're not the antibacterial baby wipes. They're just normal baby wipes that are, you know.
Chiefs are going to get so much more done.
Oh my God. This is unbelievable. The Texans are going to be shut down.
It's just a roll of paper towels soaked in vodka.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'd like to see what the Cowboys
style.
Have. Because I think the Cowboys probably have a good one.
Go Texans, go! Bring your lawn chair to practice. And sit comfortably 6 feet from one another. 6 feet from one another.
I can see Bill O'Brien up there at the opening of practice, much different than Andy Reid. I can see Bill O'Brien up there at the beginning of practice. All right, guys. I know you're not into this. Neither am I. Just try to stay 6 feet away from each other and cover your mouth when you sneeze. Okay, everybody good? All right, let's play. Like, Bill O'Brien is going to come
Hopkins,
off as Mongo football
Hopkins
coach.
At? Oh,
yeah.
You
traded him.
Oh,
yeah.
Crap.
All right, well, he'll stay 6 feet
all right,
apart
guys,
then.
Let's...
You know? Like, I feel like Bill O'Brien is one of those guys who's in football coach mode that this doesn't apply to him because I'm a football coach and nothing applies to me other than football. And that setup, man, if I'm the NFL, I'm shutting that facility down. I am. I'm shutting that thing down. That is an unacceptable facility that the Texans have.
Chiefs Travis Kelce, meanwhile, very comfortable being back at work because he should be because he probably watched that same video we watched
before we went into the office.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
all right. We're good.
Looks like Rick Burkholder and company had this thing figured out.
I'm not going to lie. I feel pretty good about the situation we have here in Kansas City. Everyone's not as fortunate to have the head athletic training staff and all the docs that we do here in Kansas City. I get it. But everything that we're checking all the boxes out here in KC, and it's really making us feel at home. And I know it's a league-wide protocol, so it's not just us.
Everybody has
to follow these guidelines, and I'm just excited to be back in the building with the guys.
Is it though? I mean, maybe there are certain things that you have to do, but the Chiefs have gone above and beyond. And we were watching NFL Network this morning. They were showing the Denver Broncos facility, and they got this like machine set up that you have to put your cell phone in. It looks like it's a disinfectant for your cell phone when you walk into the building. Like, so the Denver Broncos seem to be on top of it as well. I saw also yesterday the Giants are kind of doing the same thing that the Chiefs are doing with MetLife Stadium. They've taken over that facility, and that's where they're doing their training camp inside the stadium. And they're not allowing their players into the practice facility as well. And so, I mean, I think if you're the NFL or Major League Baseball, or obviously the NBA and NHL are different because they're in bubbles, but if you're not going to have these bubble situations set up, every facility needs to be the same, because while the Chiefs are going above and beyond and doing everything that you're supposed to do and making it immaculate in there, if you have some team that's kind of cutting corners and being horses' asses about it, then ultimately you're going to have a team that has a lot of COVID cases that could end up shutting down the league because you're not doing things the right way. And so the Rick Burkholder needs to go around to every one of these facilities in the NFL and give his blessing.
Just look at them and go,
blessing.
Look at it and go, no.
No, that's not happening.
Work.
No, here's what you got to do. Here's what needs to happen before you're allowed to bring players in and open this thing up.
So I know, Bob, you said 172-0. I'm going
1-0.
I am definitely going 1-0 after seeing that setup.
Lock that one. Right.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDAF, HD2, Kansas City, radio.com, sports station. Let's do a little Royals rewind brought to you by Bob Allen Ford. The Royals victorious last night at Detroit, 5-3, splitting their four-game set with the Tigers. Brady Singer continues to look the part. Did give up two solo home runs with just two runs in five innings in a no decision. The kid just, he's got the it.
He does. He definitely does. I love watching him pitch. He just looks in command. He looks in control. He looks like a veteran out there. And the learning curve, I'm sure it'll be there. I'm sure there'll be some bumps in the road. Maybe there won't. Who the hell knows? But he definitely has what it takes to pitch at the big league level. And you feel confident as a fan when he's on the mound. Like, all right, let's roll.
Kid's got the stuff.
I gave him the pass. He gave him a Miguel Cabrera home run. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to have that on your? I mean, you strike
first
him out
home
too.
Run. It, like your first home run given up wasn't to somebody you never heard of. It's a Hall
it's
of Famer.
Rum dumb. It's Mickey.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, that's cool. He got that. He got that out of the way.
It wasn't like he gave up a home run.
Got that out of his system. But then
Bryce
the,
Carpenter or somebody.
Royals getting a little offense late in the game in this one. In the eighth.
He's down to the count 0-1. Wants to stay away from the strikeout. Got to make contact. The pitch, a swing and a shot down the line. That's a base hit. Bubba Starling comes through. Gordon scores. Mondesi to third base. And Mondesi will score. A huge hit by Bubba Starling with a strike on him. He doubles down the left field line. It's 5-2 Royals.
Steve Fizziak last night right here on 610 Sports Radio. That turned out to be the deciding runs in the victory. Ryan O'Hearn, Franchi Cordero also had RBI singles. Greg Holland gets the win out of the bullpen.
Yep.
He's pitched great thus far.
He really has, yeah.
And Trevor Rosenthal gets the save, his first as a Royal.
Did you know he grew up in Kansas City? Is that becoming the new Canadian doctor thing?
It kind of is. No, but it's fine. I think we're still trying to know our new Royals.
Yeah.
It's when other broadcasters come in and go, do you know this guy grew up in the Kansas City area? And look at him now. He's coming in the Royals.
I have no idea. And he's a Canadian doctor, too?
Yes, that's true. He played college basketball at
Cal.
Wow. Mike Matheny, after the game, on a great team win.
Just right from the top, guys making something happen and putting the pressure on. And once again, you know, giving him a run or so to work with. And all the way through that lineup, so good things. So, guys, you know, Gordo, after beating the shift multiple times, and then first to third a couple times. Mondi shortened things up. Just a great overall effort. Them from the bullpen did a fantastic job for us.
Yeah, the bullpen was really, really good.
Bullpen's great.
And then you can...
That's the way it's supposed to work, like we saw last night.
Like the Holland, Rosenthal, Kennedy.
I love
Kennedy.
The fact that Kennedy's the closer, but he's not the closer. He comes in important innings and does what he's supposed to. Hey, you need to get some outs. He's supposed to be your closer. He's supposed to be your best reliever. Why are we waiting to the ninth inning? Let's get this guy in here. Let's shut this thing down and let's get a win. And I think it's fun watching Mike Matheny manage a ball club because you just don't know what's going to happen, and he's going to mix and match and do things differently. And boy, I know a lot of the baseball purists are probably beside themselves and can't understand what's going on right now. But I think for just, you know, casual baseball fans and fans that aren't into statistics like me and all that kind of stuff, I think it's fun watching Matheny manage.
Trevor Rosenthal says it was nice to win a close one.
I've been in a lot of these games that have been so close and just needed to, you know, get over the hump. So yeah, it's good to split the series and, you know, carry some momentum as we head back to Kansas City for our home opener and against another division team, and hopefully just keep rolling.
Indeed, it is the home opener tonight. Got a little different feel. We got to be honest, right?
Yeah,
it's a little different feel when you're talking about, you know, the home opener at the K.
Plenty of good seats available.
Can go.
Plenty of good seats available.
Can you believe all the Tiger fans left after Bubba Starling got that big hit? That place cleared out.
It really did.
Royals White Sox tonight, 7:05 on 610 Sports Radio, and a major league debut tonight for Chris Bubich on the mound.
Very excited.
Against Dallas Keuchel tonight in the opener, but another of the youngsters getting a debut.
Yeah, we said it on Wednesday. This was going to be the week where we started to see some of the younger kids coming up because that line of demarcation was either Wednesday or Thursday, and you're going to start to see some of those younger kids come up, and Chris Bubich is the first one. No experience past single A, but he's ready to roll. I'm excited to watch him play, and I'm excited that the Royals are saying, you know what, if a kid is ready, let's bring him up. Why waste time? Why waste innings? Why waste pitches doing something that doesn't matter when you can bring him up to the big league level and get your feet wet, do it at home, and you don't have to really worry about the nervousness of the crowd being there or anything like that. You're just going out there. I think this is a great year for guys to make their major league debut, and we're seeing it happen in record number all around the big leagues, and I'm excited about tonight, man. Singer yesterday, Bubich today. Man, that's, you know, potentially 1-2, 2-1 in your rotation starting in 2021. Let's go.
That's Chris fun. With a K, by the way, too.
Oh, because he's not a strikeout king.
Yeah.
Not enough of those.
He's got a lot of Ks.
Isn't Chris Medlin also?
Chris Ketz.
Chris with a K?
Medlin was, yeah.
Yeah, Medlin definitely was.
Ketz for sure.
Ketz.
Yeah. Yep. Christofferson, I believe.
Oh, yes, Chris Christofferson, yeah.
Vern has your pregame coverage tonight beginning at 6 mm-hmm. here on 610 Sports Radio.
Chris Christofferson.
So, yes, home opener tonight. It feels weird, doesn't it? Yeah. It's a home opener on July 31st.
It really, like, it doesn't matter where you play this year. It's just good to get home, to be in your own bed, and to be at home for a little bit. But ultimately, it doesn't matter where you play. It's all the same.
Well, we just want to see the K.
According to Google, Chris Christofferson has a 163 IQ.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they can say ERA.
Where does he live? Realize.
I don't know.
I just want to see the K and not just with behind Joel.
Right.
You know,
Joel's sitting in the rain in the dark. Sunny where Case shutting off all the lights on Joel. We're ready to go home.
See Kauffman Stadium with a ball game in it. So
wrap up, Joel.
Come on, we're ready to go.
So baseball's clearly different. Football a little bit different. No preseason games this year for the NFL. For those of you that say, "Bravo, yay! They're not taking our money anymore." I get it.
They're not taking your money for anything this year.
I get it. Travis Kelce had his thoughts on no preseason games.
I think it's going to be interesting transition, especially for the young guys, the guys that haven't had quite the reps to feel out how fast the game is really going to be. But I think also that Coach Reed does an unbelievable job of getting us ready for our first game. And I think it'll have to be modified just a little bit. But I think Coach Reed, I got all the trust in the world in Coach Reed and the coaches to get all these guys ready for that week one opportunity against Houston. And the biggest thing I think that we're going to miss out on is defensively being able to tackle. You can try and simulate it as much as you can, but until the bullets are flying, you really don't know what a guy's going to do instinctually. And I think those are things that you definitely got to build on. And you'll see teams progress a lot further along in the season because we're kind of catching it later on in terms of that learning process.
I hope Travis is putting that in the back of his mind, like tackling early could be really bad. Yeah, so go ahead and truck people.
Yeah, exactly. Destroy. Tackling's bad in the NFL as it is anyway, though. You don't practice that in the NFL. And practice times are even reduced more now, not just because of COVID, but we're in the middle of a new CBA again. So it's got even more reduced than what it's been. But the point that he makes, Coach Reed does a really good job of getting us ready for our opening game. Nailed it. I mean, Andy Reid has had since April to prepare for the Houston Texans. And we know how much he owns Bill O'Brien and the Houston Texans, especially in games that matter, playoff games, two big playoff wins against Bill O'Brien and the Houston Texans. So, I mean, preparing for the Houston Texans for Andy Reid is like taking candy from a baby.
Has that ever happened?
Taking candy from a baby?
That's another one of those.
Another good expression, though, but that's what it is. I mean, Andy Reid versus Bill O'Brien, please, child.
Plus, who's giving candy to a baby?
And some people are.
And if the baby knew it was candy, the grip could be really,
really hard.
So I don't know. Anthony Hitchens,
just like giving milk duds to an infant. Like, what's going on there?
Linebacker for the Chiefs, of course, on getting prepared without a preseason.
Just getting your playbook. So when you get out there, you done seen it already. You visualize it. Watch film. We got so much film on our iPads. You can watch so many tapes from years past. Even when Spags was back with the Giants, we got tape on that. So, you just got to watch film. And you got to do the other things. You got to do everything possible that you can do without running out there and hitting people and getting the physical reps. So, me being a vet, I'm just trying to take everybody under my wing and show them there's other ways to get better. And then once you get out there on that field, it's like you've seen it already. I've seen that on film. I already walked through this. I've seen this in the classroom already. So there's other ways to get better. And we have a lot of vets on this team. So we got to use that as an advantage and, you know, just bring the young guys along.
Getting your playbook guy. There you go. You love that thing, right? And then he's watching old Spags videos still.
I love that.
Like, that terrific. Like,
I heard that yesterday. I'm like, that's what separates the Chiefs from everybody else.
That's extra work because you think, like, we had a year with the guy. I don't need to go back and watch anything.
The players are watching tape on the defensive coordinator to learn more about what they're trying to do on defense still. Nice. That's awesome, man. That's, again, you wonder why the Chiefs are better than everybody else because they're doing things that I've never heard of before. All right, he was the defensive coordinator here. Let's go back and watch film of what they did with the Giants to learn more about what we can do. Okay, fine.
I could understand that last year.
Bravo.
Now I'm going,
bravo.
Oh, sure.
But
go for it.
You can't get out on the practice field, so you're craving information. You're craving, you know, more. What can we do? Well, let's watch Spags tape. Let's see how he coached and how other teams played his system when they had success. I think,
Seems smart.
It's great. What an awesome, awesome situation we have here with this team.
Kansas City's newest Information Weekly is ready. Partying, naked fighting, and mask debating.
What?
It's another edition of the Corona Times. Next.
Just get in your playbook.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.